prophetic gathering of women for national revival. Also, Kim Clement's 2014 prophecy resurfaces, and Healing After Scandal, the blueprint for healing. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your midweek rundown stories. 375,000 gather in D.C. for fasting, prayer, and revival at Esther Solemn Assembly. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn said, "This is probably the largest Yom Kippur ever gathering in history. Brothers and sisters, Mordecai's and Esther's all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Europe, India, are all with us today as one." Now, this happens on Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, the holiest day of the Jewish year, and is observed with strict fasting and ceremonial repentance. Now, this you can actually watch the replay at 1millionwomen.org after the production is finalized there. But there was definitely some prophetic acts that took place there that you want to see towards the end. In fact, on the Strang Report, Stephen Strang reported about his conversation with Rabbi Kahn right after this event, where he describes the prophetic act of destroying the altar to Ishtar. Now, it's very powerful, and you definitely want to see that. But you can read this article for more information about this event, and you can go to the link in the description here. Kim Clement 2014 prophecy resurfaces amid Jaguar Right claims. Donna Clement Petruska, daughter of late prophetic voice Kim Clement, has recently revealed a connection between singer-songwriter Jaguar Wright's explosive claims and her father's prophetic words from years ago. Now, the link for this video will be in the description. It will be in the article, which is in the description, so you can watch this yourself. In a video posted on her YouTube channel, Petruska delves into what she believes is growing evidence of occult practices infiltrating high levels of society, globalist organizations, and politics, shining a light on the evil in the world today. Petruska also connects these occult practices to pivotal moments in modern history. She suggests that a deal made during one of these rituals in 1972 involving military psychics and remote viewers led to the landmark Roe v. Wade decision in January of 1973. She notes that this same period also saw the founding of the World Economic Forum by Klaus Schwab, an organization she views as part of the globalist agenda prophesied by her father. She said, "My dad prophesied about the rise of the Fourth Reich. The spirit of the Fourth Reich shall be overcome." Now, there's a lot to dive into, and you need to have discernment for yourself to look at these prophetic words, but the links are in the description. Now, rebuilding the church, a blueprint for healing and renewal. In the aftermath of numerous scandals and moral failures in the modern church, author and speaker Natalie Runyon believes it's time for Christians to rebuild from the rubble. The author of the book, The House That Jesus Built, spoke with me. She also wrote the book Raised to Stay. Runyon said about deconstruction that it's not inherently negative. We have this huge task as a generation to rebuild, she says. And thankfully, we have a blueprint for that in the Word of God. And this was a powerful interview, and she has a lot of really good things to say. I highly recommend watching this, and I'd love to hear your comments about this. How do you rebuild after a scandal? What do you do? And how do you move forward? Let us know in the comments below. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your midweek rundown stories.